Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow-cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, Lisa Brotz finds out that growing basil in the garden can be fraught with disappointment in her latest edition of Backyard Industry.
There's an uninvited guest in my garden this summer, and maybe in yours too. Basil pesto is one of my favorite summer foods. With my first successful garlic crop ever under my belt and several Genovese basil plants finally taking off after a chilly and wet spring, my household was looking forward to pesto overload into the fall months. After a few harvests, though, I was on the lookout for a scourge I experienced last year in my garden that killed my basil, which was a difficult concept for me to even understand. Basil's my garden's stalwart. It's able to stand up to just about anything Central Illinois serves up. Heat, bugs, drought. But I first noticed symptoms a month ago.
I've got five plants, and all of them have the yellow streaks that this basil downy mildew has on the tops of the leaves.
Frantic searching underneath the leaves revealed that, once again, my plants were basically done for.
But underneath, they have there's like these brown smudges, which really are the spores forming and starting to kill the plant. So while the plants look pretty good from a distance and they smell good, they're not really in very good shape at all.
Ugh. Basil downy mildew. Dread pesto pestilence. Here's some backstory. Last July, a good friend who works on a local farm told me that they had to pull all of their basil plants out due to a disease. I secretly congratulated myself on having disease-free plants until I went home that very same day and noticed something was definitely up with my basil. Zach Grant, my friend, a neighbor, and the manager at the Sustainable Student Farm at the University of Illinois, positively identified it as basil downy mildew since his plants had it too. Served me right for being so smug, I guess. In any event, I checked in with Zach a couple of weeks ago to see if this year's crop at the farm had been affected. It turns out it hadn't been, but then all of a sudden, there it was.
They were convinced, but I was looking at the leaves and I couldn't see any of the sporing, and that was probably 2 months ago, or maybe like 6 weeks ago. And we've still been harvesting during that whole period, and then all of a sudden it was cool and wet, and then now it's, you know, you can kind of see it everywhere.
Is there any hope? I had to know. Zach referred me to a different professional for some answers.
Hi, my name is Diane Pleva. I'm a University of Illinois Extension Educator in Horticulture, and I'm also the Interim Diagnostic Specialist at the University of Illinois Plant Clinic.
Diane told me basil downy mildew first took up residence in Illinois in 2009, though when it showed up that year, it was at the end of the growing season. The problem now, she says, is that the disease is coming back to us earlier each year, aloft on winds from the south, possibly blowing in from greenhouses where it overwintered. Basil downy mildew is here to stay, she told me, but there is a bright side, sort of.
The good news, one of the few pieces of good news about basil downy mildew, is that the pathogen, to the best of our knowledge, does not persist in the soil in this area, and it's host-specific. So it only attacks basil. Now, there are a number of other downy mildew species that will cause disease on other hosts. But if you have a basil plant growing next to a sunflower or next to a pepper or next to a cucumber, none of those plants are going to get downy mildew from the basil.
While farmers who grow large amounts of basil might resort to many applications of a fungicide to keep their crop alive, this option isn't really feasible for the mere home gardener and pesto lover. The new basil paradigm, she says, probably involves starting our own plants from seed. There's no evidence of the disease being seed-borne. Planting those basil starts far apart and then harvesting early and aggressively to get as many cuttings as possible for maximum pesto. If the grower is really ambitious, seeds could be started and then planted successively throughout the season, though the risk for young plants getting the disease is much greater as the season progresses. Not me. Nope. I am out for the season. There are other pestos, spinach pesto, arugula pesto, parsley pesto, and I even heard about, I kid you not, a carrot top pesto that sounded pretty interesting. In the face of adversity, ingenuity will prevail, right? At least until someone comes up with a downy mildew-resistant strain of basil. Please hurry. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Brotz.